Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzu G just making a video about women hurting themselves. Well, let's go, right? Yes, apparently women are their own worst enemies. They do crazy things. Look at this woman. She had a kid out of wedlock, and she did this. I know a lot of people in society want you to date single moms and all that, but the only people that date single moms are the losers that can't pick up on women or guys that like playing with kids. Yes, I mean that way. Yes, only weak losers or creeps date single moms. That's just my opinion. Don't like it? Well, too bad. Better luck next time. Yes, look at the tablet that this young half-orc is holding up. It says, will you book my mom so she could go to Legoland? What do you mean booking? What does your mom do? I doubt if she's some kind of consultant. Is she a lady of the night? Well, your mom's pretty. I guess that was what got you to your daddy. Where is your daddy? Did he leave for some Pall Malls and some malt liquor? I'm sorry, kid. It happens. Well, let's move away from this Haktua clone and let's go to the meat and potatoes of this video, shall we? Yes, fellas, this comes from the retards of Reddit. It says, these mindless hookups and one-night stands are only making me even more lonely and depressed. Oh, sorry, lady. Things happen, don't it? Well, let's do this in my bitch voice. Incidentally, I try to use the voice from the Wayans brothers from White Chicks.
What a wonderful chocolate man! I don't know what's wrong with me. This isn't who I am. I never thought I'd be the girl to have meaningless sex like this.
Well, stop being a whore and just get a guy. Just one. One dick will be enough. You don't have to taste the rainbow, you know. Yeah, incidentally, why the hell do you want your pussy looking like a slug when you throw a bunch of salt on it? That makes no sense. Well, anyways, let's go back to the story.
But ever since I broke up with my abusive ex...
Is he abusive? Or wasn't it because you weren't listening? You're being stupid. But I digress.
I started feeling lonely and shitty about myself.
Rightly so.
So I can't help but to love the attention I get from guys when I go out, which I love to lead to hookups.
Gee, see what I mean? They're their worst own enemy.
I went years in that awful relationship feeling like nothing about me was satisfying in any way. So I get thrilled when men actually show an interest in me, even if it's just for my body. I know this is pathetic, but I can't help it.
Yes, because women are nothing but sexual objects. Yes, you hypersexualize yourselves. See how dumb you are, ladies? You see why you're your own worst enemy? But, what do I know, right? I'm just a stupid retard.
And I always end up developing some sort of attachment to these men.
Yes, lady. That's what happens, right, when you get attached to them? Well, like I said, you can't pay the willing, right? You always gotta be the willing idiot. Yes. Ah, the suffering. The sweet suffering. I don't know, am I doing a mental rapé? Oh man, what a piece of shit I am, right? Oh well.
It's not that I expect to go anywhere deeper than merely sex, but I just get attached.
Oh, you get the feels? Then it turns to the reels? But you're just real stupid, right?
And when it hits me that it is really as meaningless as it is.
You see, just mindless sex. Because that's all women are, is nothing but warm, wet holes. That's why they're better off being romanced than actually find a meaningful relationship instead of spreading your leg open to the whatever closest penis there is. But what do I know, huh?
I get even more depressed, and the most recent one hurts the most.
Well, yeah, because you keep on giving your body away and it takes a little bit of your heart. Every little piece that you get penetrated, it knocks out a piece of your heart. So you should stop doing this and actually find someone that loves you. But you probably already went to the point of no return and that's already settled. It could be a thought, I don't know.
I know it won't go anywhere with him. And I don't even know if we see each other again. But I can't stop thinking about him and the night we spent together. How safe he made me feel, the look in his eyes, and how we held each other. It felt so good and real.
You see, you want to be loved, but you do stupid shit. You think physical gratification equates to love. It does not. Stop being dumb.
And it hurts to know that it'll never be what I wish it was.
You see, you want to be somebody's wife, a girlfriend, you want to have a family and a relationship, but stop spreading your legs right off the bat. I know for a guy that's fun, but you're not going to build anything meaningful with that kind of attitude or mindset, whatever you want to call it. You see, women can't make themselves happy. Do you think you can make a woman happy? Oh man, this is just a ton of fun, ain't it?
I don't know why I keep doing this.
Because you're stupid.
It's only tearing me apart.
I told you, you're retarded.
And I'm only getting even more lonely and depressed.
Stop being a whore and it should improve. Just saying.
But I don't want to stop.
Because you're a whore? Maybe? I don't know.
Because even if it doesn't go anywhere with these men, at least I felt wanted for the time being.
Well, stop being a whore. You're just sabotaging yourself. You ever thought of that? But no, you're retarded, right? Ugh.
But in reality, all I want is to be wanted and loved.
Don't we all?
But I don't see how anyone could want and be loved someone as broken as me.
Ding, 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 ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. You finally figured out that you're stupid and retarded. You're sabotaging yourself. But like you said, you're not gonna stop. So what the fuck's the problem, right? Keep on doing your stupidity. It's more fun for people like me. Because I get to make fun of you. Yay! Yes, a woman's emotions always go back and forth, so why even waste your time? You do your thing and they either fall for it or they don't, right? But whatever. I guess I gotta go do my things. I got a lot of stuff to do in the day. Hopefully you guys are doing awesome in your life and you're kicking ass. And don't let none of these people get in your way, because in the end of the day, they're just worthless people, you know? So just kick ass and do it with the best you can. Well, this is Gansuji saying goodbye, farewell, and take care. Bye-bye.
What's the animal in this world that you fear the least? Fish. Animal. Fish. Don't start.
You're starting, and I'm not.
A fish is an animal.
No, it's not. I'm talking about an animal. Like a real animal. Like
fish! Fish! No, you're not getting me.
This is hard-headed. I'm talking about that's like saying like an ant. That's not an animal. Fish aren't animals. That's a sea creature.
What? It's a sea creature. A fish is an animal.
You can't go to the zoo and see a fish. They don't have zoo fish.
There's actually so many fishes.
There's zoos? You didn't go to this zoo.
No. Oh. So many fish that they have their own fucking attraction called an aquarium.
No, they don't. No, that's different. That's like sharks and shit. Those are animals.
No!
No! That's how they have different names. Sharks and fish.